This year, our strategic plan, we focus on those diversity, equity, inclusion, access, and making sure that our programs folks can access.
WGN high atop Chicago in the Skyline studio for the Preparedness Matters podcast with Vince Davis and Dane Neal. As we get into National Preparedness Month, no better guest to have on than retired Air Force Colonel and current Region 10 Administrator for FEMA, the one and only Willie Nunn. Willie, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
So, Willie, Vince Davis here. We're so glad to have you on today. National Preparedness Month is, of course, a big month for FEMA and for all things preparedness. So we're here to talk to you about some of those things. And first of all, congratulations on your appointment as the FEMA Region 10 Administrator. I just spent some time there over the past few years as the Emergency Manager at Amazon, where I worked very closely with your predecessor, Michael Hare. So glad to have you on and glad to meet you.
Well, Ben, thank you so much for that. Thank you both, by the way. Yes, Michael Hare, I am in Alaska right now visiting the Tsunami Watch Center, but Preparedness Month is huge for us. But we talk about preparedness every day here in FEMA.
Well, you think about, you know, every day you mentioned it, and of course, the many years of the Ready.gov campaign and all the things that we've been doing as people, as broadcasters, as just individuals for preparedness. But maybe now more than ever, we have to be prepared, whether it's those disasters, man-made, natural, so much happening with the climate. Talk about how maybe Preparedness Month is more important than ever this year.
Yes, it is more important. You hit on the key things. This year, we're focusing on a lasting legacy, which centered on the Black and African-American communities, where we're devoting on creating a legacy and protecting that legacy. But as always in FEMA, it's about all citizens, but this is just a focus this month. And like I said, preparedness is every day, but we want to make sure for this month that we go back to have folks look at ready.gov to really focus on being prepared for those hard storms, for those floods, and for those mudslides, or for that unpredictable earthquake, and making sure we're going forward and being safe.
So, Willie, when I heard the theme for this year's preparedness as being the legacy, I want to talk about the legacy because, you know, some of that obviously is some of the things that over the past 22 years since I was at FEMA, where I actually was a external affairs and community relations officer. And, of course, your experience as a federal coordinating officer on big disasters on the ground running things. What have we done since the, of course, embarrassment of Hurricane Katrina and some of the subsequent really not so good legacies of things like Superstorm Sandy and Hurricane Ida and even in as recently as Hurricane Maria, where former FEMA Administrator Brock Long was quoted as saying, "We have failed to create a culture of preparedness." What is FEMA doing today that's different from what we've been doing in the past, and how do we expect that to move the needle on community preparedness?
Yes, and like I say, I think we're building that organic culture of preparedness every day, and we're focusing on these underserved as well to make sure that everyone has access and ability to get the services that we provide. From my experiences, I started after Katrina in 2007. I think we have come a ways in being preparedness. This year, our strategic plan, we focus on those diversity, equity, inclusion, access, and making sure that our programs folks can access. And if we talk about preparedness, we've gone on our wildfire page. We have on that ready.gov, we talk about wildfires. We put it in up to 14 different languages right now, and we want to get more. We want to be able to reach out to people where they are.
Going to let the listeners know we're talking with Region 10 Administrator for FEMA, Willie Nunn, here on Preparedness Matters. And I know that we mentioned that, you know, how it's more important than ever. And of course, professionals in the emergency and disaster preparedness field like yourself, and of course, even Vince. But for our listeners, many of which are just average everyday citizens, how is FEMA reaching out to regular everyday people, kind of giving them a role to not only be prepared, but get involved?
Yes, we're reaching out to younger folks where we have the youth preparedness councils across the nation. And here in my region, I talk to those young people because they are our future. we're changing that mindset of having preparedness, changing that mindset of them going to be certified in the community to assist with the disasters, that CPR and first aid is important. It's changing that culture. And like I said, meeting people where they are, going out into the community to preach preparedness, to talk about not everyone could afford to have 2 weeks, 1 week, or 3 weeks of food in their house or a kit in their car. So what do we ask? We ask to do prepare good, better, and best. What I mean by good, what you can prepare for. Better, as you get more supplies into your home. And best, if you can get that 2 week to 3 week supplies and do that, we want you to try to do that. But going out and reaching people where they are.
Well, I'm glad you brought that up, Administrator Nunn, because one of our purposes and one of our missions at Preparedness Matters is, again, to reach those who seem to always be unreachable. And so I'm glad you brought up the 2 weeks ready and the things that are germane to your region because of the earthquake threat. I worked with a number of groups out there when I was there at Amazon on just those issues. But can you speak to this issue of tribal communities? I know within Region 10, you have some 271 Native nations within that region, most of them in Alaska. These are small tribes, small nations of people that from 50 to 100 people in many cases, very isolated, don't have access to the internet, can't go get on ready.gov because less than 10% of Native communities have internet access. So what are we doing to address those disparities and change the outcomes for those who are, A, the least prepared, and B, the least able to prepare?
And Vince, you said it best, change the outcomes. What are we doing to make sure that they're prepared? One of the things I've done in Region 10, as you said, I have 271 across my four states, but 229 of them in Alaska, is that I reach out to them once a month to talk to them. They bring me issues of what they're having. What can I help them with? And also, as we have disasters in our four states that incorporate tribal nations, that we do that outreach. We do that personal outreach where I have folks out into the field, in the field, working with the tribal community. Currently in Washington State, we're working with the Colville tribe with a tribal coordinating officer. Since 2013, after Sandy, this tribe can go directly to the president to request a declaration. And the Colville tribe did that. And we're working directly with them to ensure they get the assistance that they need. So I have my staff here in Region 10. I have, when we have disasters, that folks come in all across the nation to support on disaster time. So we work doing blue sky, which we call non-disaster time, and gray sky, disaster time, to ensure we meet the tribal nations, which are definitely underserved, and we try to meet them where they are.
Let the listeners know, again, we're talking with FEMA Administrator Region 10, Willie Nunn, here on Preparedness Matters. And it seems like it's all about expanding and keeping those lines of communication open, and you're doing that here with our listeners on WGNN Preparedness Matters. And before we let you go, we want to get information where people can go. We know it's ready.gov, but other places, or what's best as far as the information they can get in order to get prepared here in September and stay that way.
Sir, thank you for that last. Yes, ready.gov is a wealth of knowledge. But you also, if people can, download that FEMA app, and you can receive some real-time alerts from the National Weather Service for at least up to 5 locations. And you can sign up for the local alerts in your area. And also, we're coming online and shipping out is a Ready Instagram account, which we're launching that. It's going out as well. But as I said before to both of you, is that emergency plan. Make a plan. You can go on ready.gov, and you can, there's a form on there that you can fill it out that helps you make a plan, and it talks you through it about through the document. And there are resources online. And again, that's apply kit. You know, do what you can and talk to your local emergency manager, because all disasters start and end local. Your local officials are there to help you. If they tell you to evacuate, because they have information that might get you to a better place.
We'll have links up at WGNradio.com and, of course, the Preparedness Matters site as well. Administrator Nunn, we're going to let you get back to it. We know the entire month, the entire year is packed with preparedness. You've got a lot to do, but thanks so much for everything you're doing, for your service, and for being on the show today.
Thanks to you both. This was a great opportunity to get the word out, and I wish you all the best.
Thank you, sir. We appreciate it, and we look to see you and meet with you down the road.
I look forward to meeting you too, Vince. And just to let you know, in the Air Force, we always thought we had the best non-commissioned officers ever in the world.
Well, I appreciate it, sir, and thank you for your service as well.
Thank you, Mr. Aaron Nunn.
All right.
Good luck today. We'll talk to you soon.
All right. Take care, guys.
Preparedness Matters is sponsored by In Case of Crisis 365, your solution to managing the dramatic rise in business disruptions. Take the crisis out of crisis management.